This podcast deals with disturbing subject matter. Listener discretion and headphones are advised.
It's time to open the door to your mind. Sit back and listen to true horror. But be careful of what you allow in. Because it's time to go
through the fog.
I'm Dark Hero, and this story is called My Favorite Costume.
For me, the best part of Halloween isn't the candy, the decorated houses, the parties, or the movies. I absolutely adore the different costumes people wear for that magical night. From the children donning their beloved superhero costumes to some of the adults in their scantily clad outfits, Halloween is the perfect night for you to become something you're not. To be whoever or whatever you want. On the eve of Halloween, I follow my desire while donning my favorite costume. I'm wearing the one from last year. The fabric is beginning to tear. The mask is uncomfortably small on my face, and I wish I washed it a few more times before putting it back on. Still, I set out onto the street, the night filled with the sound of music and children squealing. I see a boy dressed as a green alien, a teenage girl dressed as a princess, and a grown man dressed as a scarecrow, waiting to scare anyone who reaches for his bowl of candy. My mask muffles my heavy breathing as I scan up and down the street. I'm looking for the perfect one, the one that I truly desire. I sniff the air and I catch a sweet aroma, not of chocolate or gum, but of my prey. I see them a block down, small framed body wearing a simple white sheet over them. They turn, and it's almost as if they're looking straight at me. I can see their bright blue eyes through two small holes cut in the sheet. I give them a little wave, and I see a shape of their hand through the costume to return my greeting. They turn around and simply skip away. My heart begins to race. My skin itches underneath the costume, and I sweat underneath my mask. I follow them. They aren't stopping at any houses, just skipping through the neighborhood. My little ghost. Children continue to laugh and play. Screams of trick-or-treat chime at each house as we pass. The only noise I try to focus on are the clacking of their shoes on the pavement. It's getting darker, but I don't notice the lack of light at all. My eyes follow the little ghost, the white sheet fluttering through the shadows, and they turn into the yard of an old home. The little ghost opens the door of this decrepit house and walks inside. I ignore how odd this situation is. I'm being led by pure animal instinct. I walk up the stairs to the rundown house. Opening the door, I go inside to look for that cute costume. I close the door behind me and I'm surrounded by darkness. I slowly creep through the hallways, allowing my eyes to adjust. It's so quiet, aside from my heart thumping wildly in my chest. Then I hear a sweet song, a tiny child humming. I follow that noise, making every bit of effort to go undetected. I tiptoe towards a room and I see that little ghost sitting on the floor, humming that little tune, and I reach towards them. I grab that sheet that was so soft with my fingers and I yank it off them. I was not prepared for what I saw next. Underneath the thin white bedsheet was something horribly wrong. It stood up, and it was just about waist high to me. It looked like a young boy, but it wasn't. It had tears all over its flesh. Its eyes were just two empty holes, and its mouth was open wide. Out of the empty spaces of its eyes, black tendrils came forth. Out of the cuts on its skin, the same dark tentacles wriggled out and reached towards me. Black mass came out of its mouth, and it lunged straight at me. I was stunned at what I was seeing, so shocked that it took me a second to feel the stabbing pain in my gut. I felt it writhing inside of me. More and more of these black tentacles were tearing into me through the fabric of my favorite costume, breaking my small mask and going into my mouth. I wanted to shout with all of my might, but it was moving through my chest, up my throat, and coming out of my mouth. I was experiencing pain worse than any hell imaginable. I fell onto my knees, and my body moved on its own. I lifted my head and began to repeatedly smash it under the wooden floor over and over. I felt my teeth break, and blood covered myself. I was beginning to lose consciousness. No, I was dying. I heard a voice ring inside of my mind. An amalgamation of hundreds, no, thousands of voices saying,
"Perfect, my favorite costume."
Through the Fog is recorded and edited by Hulk. Intro and outro by Katie Kemp. For more stories, go to www.throughthefog.org. We'll be back in 2 weeks, so keep your eyes on the fog.